Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind. Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind.
Welcome back. 17 till the hour. Thanks for being here. We're celebrating the 15th anniversary of Rob Jolliss as a member of our Brain Trust. Rob, happy anniversary, baby.
Thank you. Thank you. I want my age of the customer lapel pin. When's that coming in the mail?
You've already got your 15th anniversary present. You got it yesterday. It's an email. That's what we get you.
Oh, I thought it was a conversation with you.
Well,
okay,
that's good.
That's
the icing on the cake there. But anyway, thank you. Thank you for being so steadfast and loyal to me and my audience over the last 15 years. I want you to know that we really appreciate it.
Well, I've always enjoyed my conversations with you, and sometimes it helps me actually crystallize some of my messages, so I'm grateful for the time that we've had being able to talk together. Back on the topic, let me talk to you about my dog, Jake.
Hold on, folks. What we're talking about, what Rob's talking about is, in case you just tuned in, is we've got a situation here where we're talking about every one of us has what Rob calls a limp, which is you've heard me talk about over the years about getting in it, where we get in our own way. We allow things that are about us hold us back. I call it there's something we in golf. If everything slows up on the golf course, people look up ahead and say, where are we stuck? You know, how do we get unstuck here? And so that's kind of what you're talking about with your limp. Tell us about it.
Yeah, see what happens when you go 15 years, you start taking over the radio interview. Thanks for bringing
imagine that, me being the host. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, you know, I marvel at I had a dog, Jake, a wonderful black lab, beautiful dog, and he woke up one day and he had a severe back issue and was actually paralyzed. Now we went through the surgery and it took about 6 months of rehab, and he could actually walk kind of about 20% of his legs he had used of, and he would hop when he ran. He had his own way of getting around, but I bring him up because he actually had a real physical limp, and yet it didn't bother him. And it didn't bother the dogs he played with, and it certainly didn't bother us. So was he really limping? It just wasn't an issue. And I look at people, and I think people who have certain disabilities or people who feel nervous in certain situations, in other words, that's their limp, and they let it control them. If we don't make it a big deal, it's usually not a big deal to others. And we have to remember that.
Did you ever see the movie, I'm trying to remember the name of it, there was a movie about a Watkins, was it a Watkins salesman or one of the household product salesmen that people we had back in, you know, back in the last century. And this guy was really, you know, he had serious disability, speaking and walking and everything. And he wound up being the number one salesman. Do you remember that movie, William H. Macy? What was the guy's? What was the name of that show? Have you ever seen a more inspiring movie in your life?
No, I haven't, and I thought Macy did an amazing
job.
It was incredible. And that was a story of a man who not only overcame his disability, but dominated his field. Mm-hmm. And people weren't buying from him because or not because of his limp. His limp became irrelevant, and his limp was significant. Now we're talking about us, and our limps are a little bit more subtle, but they're very big in our mind. Mm-hmm. And so we make them big in the client's mind. You want to hear something ironic, Jim? I'm always wary of a person who doesn't have a limp.
Right.
In other words, if we've met a person who's that spot on perfect, to me, or they don't really possess any kind of compassion.
Oh yeah,
is that a person that I want to work with?
No, that's exactly right. You know, you meet people who you know, when you talk to me, I knew by the time I was 35, I was already categorizing and cataloging mistakes. and then you meet somebody who said, well, yeah, I met somebody one time who said, you know, I can honestly say I've never made a mistake. And I thought, wow, you're waiting on a big fall. You're going to fall hard one of these days. And
well, you're right, because yep, go ahead.
My limps are between my ears. You know, I mean, we all have our little demons, right? We all have our things that hold us back, whether it be an inferiority complex or a superiority complex, or we talk ourselves out of things, or we talk ourselves into things. Most of our limps in terms of being successful, it happens between our ears, doesn't it?
It does. I mean, too young, too old, too short, too tall, overqualified, underqualified.
Not willing to adapt. That's the big one.
Yeah.
Not being willing to adapt.
And think about this for a moment, Jim. Let's pretend that I did come in to see you, and whatever limp I brought in really was an issue for you. Mm-hmm. Do I really want to work with you? Mm-hmm. I mean, even if we've done this before, we've powered through with people who we know we're not getting a good vibe from, mm-hmm. and what do? When it's all over, we think, biggest mistake I ever made was to work with that individual. We can trust our instincts.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay. So that limp doesn't get in our way. As a matter of fact, it brought up a wonderful example. Sometimes it becomes the shining star of who we are. It's our unique offering.
Mm-hmm.
And if people can get that through their minds, then I can assure you, I know I'm the sales trainer, but I can assure you that this will impact your ability to communicate and influence the actions of others if you get out of your own way.
Wasn't it Henry Ford who said, if you think you can or if you think you can't, either way, you're right.
Beautiful.
Yeah. Rob Jolliss, ladies and gentlemen. Jolliss.com is the website. Two L's in that name. We're going to be right back with more of this after these messages. I'm Jim Blasting. Gabe, stay with me.
At the end of the tunnel, I see it burning red. It don't matter
where. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.